Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For DGS on KMOX, Mike Elam is here. Mike, thanks for the pins.
Hey, by all means, I'm glad you like those.
The Mike Elam pin and the BioBalance pin are the best pins. And this is something everyone has their weird little peccadilloes. And given what I do for a living, I am super into notebooks and I'm super into pins.
Okay.
And I have bought very expensive pins and they're trash.
Oh, really?
I love the giveaway pins. They're the best pins.
Stacy Fernandez, Stacy Gilmore at Promotions Pronto hooked me up with these pins for my election back in 2018. And I started doing these pins, and everybody's always raved about them. So
yeah,
they're a great thing. Sometimes you just fall into stuff, man.
Yeah, they're quality.
It's like, hey, these are really good.
There's something you and Rach were just talking about this when Rach talked about journaling earlier on the show, and there is to me, there's something about the physical act of putting pen to paper that not only helps me be more creative when I'm planning the show. But when I'm going through my very consistent anxiety episodes and mental illnesses that I have, it one of the few things that really helps to stem that tide is to journal.
Okay.
And just to write, okay, like, what are you feeling? I'm feeling very anxious. What are you anxious about? I'm not quite sure. Maybe everything, maybe nothing. Just doing that helps.
And I've heard that it helps you remember it better if you physically write it out. Like we were talking about, what's the big difference between typing it out and writing it out? Because my penmanship is crap. It's just so bad. And I guess it doesn't matter because it's only for me to read.
Yeah.
And I can read, you know, I have a doctor's penmanship, different paycheck, right? But it's if it helps me remember, then I think that's the goal of it. But I also agree with you. I see a lot of value of just get it out of me.
Yeah.
Get this out. Throw it out in the world. Get it out of me. And let's make some more room for other stuff, because once I get that out of my head, then it at least feels like it's gone.
For all my fellow crazy people out there, a couple years ago, I asked my doctor to prescribe Pranolol because I had read a medical study that said for people who have PTSD or CPTSD, which is complex PTSD, that they found clinically that it helped when people would write about their bad memories after taking two propranolols, and that it literally changed their brain chemistry.
What did it do that allowed you to flow better?
I don't know. I don't know what it does in your brain. I know that it's for the physical symptoms of anxiety. So there are lots of anxiety drugs that just zone you out. It's like smoking pot or having a glass of whiskey. But propranolol, which is hard for me to say, obviously, anyone out there who has anxiety knows that there's a mental component. My mind is racing.
Yeah.
And then there's a very physical component. You feel like you have the flu. You feel like you're going to throw up. You feel like you can't breathe. And that drug helps it all the time. I don't take it that much anymore, but I always have it in my pocket. But then if you journal about being abused or a terrible breakup or something with this in your system, it evidently allows the brain to change the chemistry, which I thought was fascinating.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
You know, I think I may have mentioned it to you before. I have a good friend of mine who is the weedium. Have I ever told you about this?
No.
So Shannon Nicole, you can follow her on social media. So she just gets high and speaks to folks on the other side.
Wow.
And it's called the weedium. And you can follow her. She's got Conversations with the Dead. And I just voiced this new stuff for her, Conversations of the Dead, Volume 2. So it's one of those things where she just feels like when she does a few bong hits or smokes a couple of joints, it relaxes her enough to where she can do these
opens
conversations. Yeah, that's exactly what she calls it. It just opens it up and she can do it. I'm like, I'm not here to judge.
Yeah, who knows?
Like if it works, it works. Like she did some stuff years ago. She reached out to me out of the blue. We used to sell radio together. And she reached out to me out of the blue and she said, hey, just felt like I needed to reach out to you. I hope you're good. I know this may sound weird, but a lady in a blue dress just kind of came to me and wanted me to reach out to you and let you know that she's okay. And the weird part about that was we were at my mom's funeral and my mom was wearing, you guessed it, a blue dress. And I was like, that just freaked me out. So I've always kind of followed her on this stuff.
Hmm.
And it's very interesting just to watch it and the things that she does. And it's all on YouTube. You can watch all this stuff, but it's pretty cool.
I think
it's
fascinating. I've never done mushrooms or MDMT or anything like that, ayahuasca, although I'm fascinated by it. I'm interested in it from like a fun standpoint.
Yeah.
I'd like to see the man in the hat and the clockwork elves, but more because it evidently helps people with issues like I have. But it's an interesting question. I've seen so many TikToks and such with people who have done it. And their theory, largely, is that you're not hallucinating. It's opening windows in your brain that your brain keeps shut. Like, okay. I guess we just couldn't function all day delivering the mail if you're seeing the Hat Man everywhere and the Clockwork Elves everywhere.
I get that.
But I find that fascinating that, and I'm not, you know, sold on it, but that it could open things, it could give you what the brain is supposed to be.
Well, you're a big music guy.
Yeah.
And you, I'm sure you've heard that story about the Eagles when they went out to the desert and they all did peyote with a Native American guide. And they sat out and did that. And that's where they wrote the album. I think it was just called Eagles that had Tequila Sunrise and all that stuff that was on it. It was a more country type album. But they wrote a lot of that stuff, or at least the ideas for those songs came to them while they were all doing peyote out in the desert.
Wheels, under what circumstances would you do something like that?
I don't know.
But you're not a hard no.
No, I'm not a hard no. I mean, I'm not a big fan of
being out of control.
Being out of control of my faculties. That's why I don't get. Yeah. I've never been drunk. Yeah. I've never been, you know, wasted or anything like that. I just don't like the idea that I could do things that I don't really mean to do.
I get it.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, I depending on the controlled environment and all that kind of stuff, it's not an absolute no.
How about you, Rach?
I mean, it depends on what we're talking about. Like, I think there have been people who go do like the whole ayahuasca thing and get in way over their heads.
Yeah. Well, my question is kind of like, I don't know, Rachel, it's kind of like what we talked about yesterday with the topic about pluribus. Like, are you really getting things? Or are you just imagining things because you're really stoned?
Yeah.
Like, that's where I'm at thinking about it. But it still doesn't mean I wouldn't listen.
Good way of putting it. I'm certainly open to it can help you with your problems. Where I balk at it is where people are like, this is the way to fix it. Like, I don't know if it's working like that for everyone.
Yeah.
And if it is, it's probably under supervision with people who know exactly what they're doing. And
Yeah. I've told this story before, but what I love about the possibility of it is my son Nick has a good friend who's like my second son. I love him to death, who really suffers from anxiety and depression. Mm. And he's been on everything and years of talk therapy. And he says that he has found that doing mushrooms 3 times a year gives him more relief than anything else.
That's great.
And his analogy is that being inside his head is like being on a snow ski slope. And there are just ruts everywhere. Ooh. You just keep going down the same rut.
Right, right.
And he said that when he does mushrooms, it's like a fresh snowfall. Ooh. And he no longer has those ruts. And he doesn't go down those bad paths every time.
It's fascinating.
I find that intriguing.
Yeah. It's just kind of clear the path and give you a fresh start.
Yeah, give you a fresh start.
I mean, there's plenty of research on it. I mean, and by legitimate people, not just people that you would consider wackos or whatever. Right. I mean, there are legitimate people that study ayahuasca and mushrooms and all of that. And I don't doubt any of it. I don't
know. Not your thing.
At the moment, I don't have any like pressing desire to go, yep, I need to do that.
Yeah. Since we have Mike Elam here, I want to talk about the Epstein thing.
Okay.
We had a really interesting discussion about it, which we're going to replay for you in about 40 minutes. Because I thought it was one of the better discussions where you're going to hear about the Epstein case. But we're seeing everywhere on the news today that it feels like the House Republicans have sort of pinky locked that many of them are going to defect and vote to release the files. Because Trump's been working the phones and calling Boebert and stuff like that. In general, what are your thoughts on the Epstein case? And in particular, how does it hit you if that does happen? And the House GOP says, hey, Trump, we're afraid of you, but not nearly as afraid of our constituency.
I think there's a lot of stuff. And we were kind of talking about it earlier that the House Speaker, Mike Johnson, has been talking about for a while. He's good with making all these files public. And he's been that way for a long time. And I think it's one of those things where, from a Republican Party standpoint, it needs to get released. You need to just get it out there and put it behind you. Because what I think people are most afraid of is, what could it be? Well, quit sitting there asking that question, because it's not going to go away. You need to get it out there and go confront the problem. I mean, similar to what you're talking about with earlier in confronting whatever that block is to get you over that mental health hump, the party needs to confront that and get it behind them, because we live in a world, Maria and I were just talking about this earlier in the newsroom, we live in a world that we have such a small attention span, and this is going to hit, it's going to be a huge story for like 3 hours, and then something else is going to happen, and this is going to go away.
Yeah.
And it's like, look, the more that you hang on to it, the more it becomes a thing, and it gives your opposition, it gives a Democrat something to just throw at you all the time. Put it out there, bite the bullet, whatever it's going to be, and be done with it. Trump can't run for re-election. He really can't get touched with this. So go ahead and do it and be done with it, and then let's move on with running the country.
I know you don't know, but you're a smart guy. When you look at the situation, what do you think it is? Why is Trump trying so hard to not let this get released?
I think for him, it's a big distraction and gets him off message. And is going to give people something to continue to attack him with. And they've already decided, no matter what it is, we are going to hammer you with the smallest of things that could be there. Now, it may be something really damaging. I don't know. I haven't seen it. I'm not going to speculate from that standpoint. But I can only imagine, you don't want to give people a gun to point at you and then say, oh, would you like more bullets? Like, you don't do that. So I think for him, the longer he puts it off, maybe the better it is for him to get some things done that he needs to get done right now. I think if you wait and this stuff came out after the 26th election, he wouldn't care, because he's untouchable at that point. He wouldn't be on the ballot anymore. He's completely done. He has a little price to pay with the 26th election, because he's still going to be kind of on the ballot from that standpoint. But I would completely be in favor of throw everything you've got from the Epstein files 100% out in the public domain, get it out there, let people digest it, and let it move on. Because you know we're going to move on to another bright, shiny object before too long, and that's going to be, oh, you remember when we were all worried about that Epstein stuff?
Yeah, I don't think there's any argument against doing it. I mean, I'm a person, though, I don't care who it takes down. Take down anybody that's in there.
I'm like you, Kev.
Yeah.
I'm like you. That I'm not on the list. Poor guy was on that plane.
You're right. Yeah, no. Exactly. No working class dudes are going to be in that list.
And
right.
If they were, I don't care about protecting them, because they're a pedophile.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I'm not interested in protecting the feelings of a pedophile, no matter the circumstances.
And if you were on Epstein's plane and on Epstein's island, but you never did anything untoward with any underage girls, you can make that case.
Yeah.
But the fact that you're on the list on the plane, you're on the list on the island, I think I'm with Rach.
You should have to answer for it.
I'm not worried about you.
Even if you didn't do anything wrong, you should have to answer for it. Right? And the pictures are everywhere of Epstein with all kinds of famous people,
yes,
all kinds of politicians. We know that in social settings, yes, he was with everybody all the time.
He was.
We know that. But if you're on, and by the way, some of this is not just on a, there's no list, but if you're named in court documents by people who are saying these terrible things happened to us, maybe it was investigated and found out we can't prove that. We have no proof of that. But the problem that I've always come down to is we've had how many administrations not release this since it's been a closed case?
How many other administrations campaigned on releasing
it? None. And that's the point. You should live up to what you were telling people. But this just tells me that it's going to hit a lot of people and probably power brokers that don't want to be hit, and they're the ones that can pull strings.
All right.
I don't even mean the politicians either. I mean people that give them money.
Yeah.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
424 DGS. So, Wheels is going to be out tomorrow, Monday, and Tuesday, correct?
Yes.
And we've known about this for some time, but we didn't want to talk about it because it's personal family business. But can you let everyone know what's going on?
Yeah, I was just waiting for, things to be cleaned up. Not cleaned up, but just make sure everything's...
Yeah.
My brother had everything, kind of set up the way he wanted. But this weekend is the memorial for my sister-in-law. This is going to be the first time you're going to see me choke up. Because Shelly passed away a few weeks ago, I think 47 years old, after about, I think it was like 20 months, but something along those lines, after a cancer diagnosis. So she got through that treatment, but then some of the damage done after the fact made it really difficult. She passed away a few weeks ago. So we've been kind of knowing that this is a memorial coming up. So we're all gathering in Atlanta. I think we'll leave tomorrow and then be there for a big thing. I think there's going to be like 400 people there Saturday. Wow. She knew a lot of people. Really,
yeah.
Super cool. Super cool kid.
And it's always sad when you lose a loved one, but especially sad here because they have a daughter.
Yeah. My niece is 12. So really tough for her. It's been tough for my brother. He's like me, right? We're two that are very similar. Not shocking because we had the same parents brought up at the same time. He's like me. He's very under control. He's a hypnotherapist. So his job is helping people, but I know it's been hard. Obviously all of us have been talking throughout the time. And it'll be tough. I think Saturday will be tough, but the rest of it, I think, is going to be something that my brother needs to have everybody around.
Yeah.
And, we'll all be in the same place. We've got one of our best friends is coming in from France, so we get to spend some time with them. And, it sucks. It's the worst thing that I've had. Like, I haven't lost a parent, Obviously, my brother and sister are good. The closest thing is my father-in-law, which was tough, I mean, when he passed away a couple years ago, I've known him since I was 19. It's like a second dad. That was tough. These two are pretty close as far as, when somebody's 47, it just feels worse.
It's unnatural.
Yeah, you feel sick.
It's like when my brother passed away from suicide at 49.
Yeah, exactly.
When my mom passed away in 96, it's sad.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
It's the natural state of things.
You expect it,
yeah.
Right? Like you expect the generation that's older than you. You don't expect at the age of 50, 55, 60, whatever, you don't expect at that age you know, your group to go. You know, when you get older, that's going to happen. But, yeah.
Well, so, condolences.
Yeah. Well, you know, everybody's handling it as best as you can.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have a strong, tight family.
No. That's the best thing. You know, there's no lack of support. You know, a lot of not only family, I should point out, a lot of great friends, too. My brother's got a great support system there, you know, because most of the family's not in Atlanta, which is where he lives.
Yeah.
But he's got great friends, and obviously, you know, we're all pretty tight.
What was the number one trait you will remember about your sister-in-law?
Oh, my gosh, she was so funny. So funny. Like, she and I, we used to run a game, and I sent a video of this to my brother because he's going to do some video tributes and some things on social media. But she was hilarious in, like, even when she was sick, sending jokes to me or sending memes to my wife or whatever. But she and I used to run a game on my brother where, like, we used to tease him a lot because, you know, he's like me, and sometimes you need to be teased. But then we give each other a little look like, ooh, got him. little tag team battles to give him a hard time just because he needs it.
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's great. It's
very sweet.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.